of salvation and light. The Master made answer in words true and plain, he must be born again. He must be born again. He must be born again. I verily, verily say unto thee, he must be born again.
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you've tuned in to the broadcast again this time. We're picking up our study here in Matthew chapter 11, verse number 1, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11, verse number 1. And it came to pass, when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, the apostles, he departed thence to teach and to preach in their cities. Now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto him, Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said unto them, Go show John again those things which ye do hear and see. And so here John is in prison and put there by Herod. And you know, I've always heard this preached and believe so myself. And I could see the conclusion that we could have in this. But I'm here of late, my opinion is changing regarding this. The thinking is that John, having been put in prison by Herod, is beginning to have doubt about the Lord Jesus Christ and that he is the Messiah. And so he sends these two disciples to go and ask the Lord Jesus to confirm it. Now the thing is, what we need to remember in this is that John was filled with the Holy Spirit of God from his mother's womb. He was saved by the Lord before he was even born. John had a calling from God to preach, to be the forerunner, prophesied in the Old Testament scriptures. And in the power of Elijah. And he was told that the one that he saw the Spirit of God descending from heaven like a dove and abiding on him, that he is the one, he's his cousin, he's the Messiah, he's the Lord Jesus Christ. He knew that he believed that he needed to be baptized of Jesus. But Jesus said, no, it suffered to be so now. For thus it behooveth us to fulfill all righteousness. Jesus said, this is the way it's got to be, John. You need to baptize me. So John being cast into prison, he's done so because Herod took his brother's wife, Herodias, to wife. And John said, it's against the word of God. It's against the law of God. You should not be pursuing that kind of wickedness. No wickedness at all, but certainly not that. And so Herodias urged Herod on and evidently got him put in prison. Or he was put in prison and evidently or possibly by Herodias. So is John in a season of doubt here? You know, I'm beginning to think maybe that John is not in a season of doubt. But John, as is any good teacher, leader, John is concerned about his own disciples. Because, see, John has preached the Lord Jesus. He's preached the gospel. He's manifested the gospel in the baptizing of those that came repenting of their sins and trusting in the Messiah that he's preached. John has come to a point where he said, Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. And John has come to a point where he said, I must decrease and he must increase. He must increase and I must decrease. So John is a man of faith and he's a man of understanding. And what I wonder is if John hasn't sent two of his disciples, because look at what's going on. John's in prison and he's still got two disciples. What would have been right from the human standpoint, what would have been right is for John to have no disciples when the Lord Jesus Christ came on the scene. But there were just some that clave unto John and that stayed with John. And seemingly, from what we read in the book of Acts, even went on trying to follow in the ministry of John, for which they had no authorization and no directive by the Lord. And so, so I think that John sends these two disciples for the sake of his disciples, because we don't have any record of them going back, and not that that's necessary. But these two disciples would see, or should see, that John is not the one to follow, but the Lord Jesus is the one to follow. And I wonder if that isn't what John is doing. I wonder about that. Doubt on John's part, or maybe John is just still working like a good leader, a good minister would do, to show his disciples, those that follow after him, that the Lord Jesus Christ is the one that you need to be following, fellas. And so they come to him and they ask the question. And Jesus answered and said unto them, verse 4 of Matthew 11, go and show John again those things which you do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. And that last statement, you know, it's true today. Blessed are those who are not offended in the Lord Jesus Christ, because many are. As I mentioned here a broadcast or two ago, the God the Father actually sending his Son to be the Savior, Jesus coming as Savior of the world, the only Savior that there is, that's what that means. The only one by whom anyone is saved, in the context of the scriptures. That is an affront to mankind, because we don't want to face up to our problem and our need of a Savior. But if God sent a Savior at me, and a Savior came, which he did, the Lord Jesus did, that means you and I need a Savior. If God sent a Savior, that means we need a Savior. And it's a very simple statement, and a very, very simple understanding and logic, but it's the truth. If God sent it, it means we need him. We need him. We need him. And so here John, the Lord Jesus says, and blessed is he is whosoever shall not be offended in me. And so John sends two of his disciples. They're still following after John. And he says, tell John what you've seen and what you've heard. And the ministry here is going on in strength and power of the Lord. And tell him, blessed is he whosoever is not offended in me, shall not be offended in me. And you know what? I wonder if that's not a message that John wanted his disciples to get. I think John gets it. He knows who Jesus is, but he wants his disciples to start following after Jesus rather than following after him. I wonder that. And as they departed, Jesus began to say unto the multitudes concerning John. This is something that in the religious world and Christianity, it's just not understood. This of John the Baptist and who he is and what's his purpose and why did the Lord do it that way, and what is so special about John? Some don't think there's much special about John. Others look on at the specialness of John and then they scratch their heads and wonder. It's very clear. He's an answer to prophecy. He's a forerunner of the Savior, the only Savior that has a forerunner. There's many quote-unquote Saviors that claim to be Saviors that have afterrunners, but never a forerunner, as the Lord Jesus did. And so the Lord Jesus begins to talk to the multitude about John, and he says, he asks, what went ye out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken with the wind? A reed. something that rattles, dry. You know, reeds will do that. The seeds that are in the pods will do that when reeds begin to dry. Cattails is kind of along that family and that line. Blowing in the wind, in the late summer, fall wind. But what went ye out for to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they that wear soft clothing are in king's houses. Did you go out there to see a gentle man? But what went ye out for to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and more than a prophet. The Lord Jesus Christ says that John is more than a prophet. More than a prophet. Not a man that came from a king's palace, but a man called of God to preach a message about the coming Savior, the Savior at hand, the one that God promised he would send hundreds of years ago. He's the one. For this is he of whom it is written, verse 10, Behold, I have sent my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. You know, and everyone would do well, you would do well to hear what the Lord Jesus says about the prophetic word of the Old Testament, the word of God regarding John being a messenger before the way of the Savior. You know what? It would do you and me very well to listen to the message of John the Baptist. Verse 11, Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Not one greater. There's no one greater than John the Baptist. The Lord Jesus has just taken and declared that John the Baptist is the greatest prophet ever. Of course, excluding himself, because we know the Lord Jesus is the prophet. But he says there's none greater than John the Baptist. You know, and he came dressed all rough and raised up in the wilderness, taught by God in the wilderness. But he's sent by God. There's no one greater, a prophet of God, than John the Baptist. And then that economy of the Lord that we've talked about recently, notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. Oh, the economy of our Lord, isn't it wonderful? It's not about hierarchy or respect of persons or anything like that. It's about calling and obey, calling of the Lord, the calling of the Lord of sinners, the obedience of sinners, and the following of sinners of their Lord and their Savior. That's what it is. It's not comparison amongst ourselves and among ourselves. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. And if you will receive it, this is Elias, which was for to come. So the Lord is going to delve into the prophecy coming forth about John coming true. And this is that being accomplished. I see that our time is past for now. May our Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.almstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Almsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.